Mondo mourned. He was born David Rice, and in his youth he joined an offshoot of the Black Panther Party, a decision that would change his life's trajectory. For when he and another young man, Edward Poindexter, joined the National Committee to Combat Fascism, they walked into the crosshairs of the state. The two men became enmeshed in a COINTELPRO scheme to remove them from the streets of Lincoln, Nebraska. Rice and Ed were charged with the August 1970 killing of an Omaha cop who picked up a briefcase loaded with dynamite. According to the group Nebraskans for Justice, another man, Christopher Peek, was the state's only suspect in the bombing. But shortly thereafter, after first exonerating Rice and Poindexter, Peek would become the state's chief witness against them. In April 1971, both men were convicted and given life terms. Such flimsy evidence would be a factor in Amnesty International naming the two Panthers as prisoners of conscience. On Sunday, we learned that Rice, who had changed his name to Mondo Welanga, died a lonely death in his prison cell after many years in a cage. Mondo and Ed were members of the National Committee to Combat Fascism, but in truth, they were Panthers, for that is certainly how the state treated them. Mondo Welanga and Ed Poindexter were servants of the people, dedicated to their freedom and dignity. Mondo Welanga and Ed Poindexter were soldiers for the people, dedicated to their defense and security. Mondo Welanga is no more. Neither is David Rice. And yet Mondo will be remembered for many long years for his service. Mondo, after many, many years in a cage, now joins his ancestors. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.